cybersecurity company BlueVoyant announced that it has purchased data solutions company Concannon to make it possible to provide more services and solutions to customers, allowing patrons to maximize their investments in the Splunk Cloud platform. With the acquisition, Concannon becomes a standalone but wholly owned subsidiary of BlueVoyant. Under the new arrangement, Florida-based Concannon will coordinate services through the parent company's modern SoC for Splunk Cloud platform, which provides managed detection and response and is powered by a 24/7 cloud-based managed security operations center, BlueVoyant said Wednesday. Milan Patel, BlueVoyant's global head of managed security services, said acquiring Concannon enables his company to provide end-to-end services to customers already in the Splunk Cloud platform and to customers interested in migrating. These services could include onboarding, ongoing maintenance and security monitoring, he added. It was explained that Concannon specializes in delivering a holistic suite of extensive Splunk professional services solutions, being a digital-first organization with established offices around the globe. The company's offerings include consulting, implementation and customization services. Layering BlueVoyant's tailored MDR services onto its existing offerings will enable Concannon to help organizations better secure mission-critical assets, Patel said. The executive forecasted an exponential rise in customers moving to the cloud, opening a fertile market for cloud-native security technologies, which, in turn, will support the growth of more robust integrations across clouds and software as a service products. With the acquisition, Concannon is given unfettered access to BlueVoyant's technology and expertise, allowing for the further expansion of services to Splunk customers. This development also serves to accelerate the market's migration to the Splunk Cloud platform, BlueVoyant said. In support of the acquisition, BlueVoyant said that its existing investors have allocated an additional $30 million in funding.